This evening, I hope I don't bore you to death, but I gave a sermon a couple of months ago or a few months ago. I don't remember exactly when. And the recorder didn't work, and I've been asked to repeat that sermon. And so I'm going to do my best. You can never repeat something exactly the way it was, especially when the Spirit's working through you to help you with your thoughts. But as I bring this to you tonight, I hope your prayers will be with me and that I can keep it entertaining enough that I don't bore you to death. The things that we see in the news today give us a pretty good idea of what's to come. And the attitude that people have as we see them on the streets, as we drive our cars, we see the aggression that people have. And I was watching a news clip the other day on people that drive aggressively and the problems that they cause. And from time to time, the patrolmen kind of crack down on people to get them to quit tailgating and to quit switching lanes. I've followed cars on North Avenue and seen them switch lanes 6 times in a block. And they get nowhere. It doesn't get them ahead at all. But it certainly irritates the people that are around them. I drove completely off of the road the other day by a guy that decided he needed my lane. And in order to avoid a wreck, I had to go off the road. And I wasn't real happy. But on this news clip I was watching, they actually showed someone who was videotaping with a phone or something, a guy that was tailgating and he ran a car off the road because he made him so nervous, and the driver was killed. And the guy kept going. They never did find him. How we conduct ourselves affects the people around us. It really does. And as we go into the latter days, we're going to be seeing how people become unstable. And they go this way and that way, and they're aggressive, and they're trying to get ahead, and they end up just making a mess out of their life and affecting the people around them. I'm going to start in Matthew, the 24th chapter. And I'll be reading this in Mark also, and we'll compare how it was recorded a little different. There's a few differences, but I'm going to start, and these are the words of Christ, Matthew 24, verse 5, and I'm going to read through 28. It says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. I used to read this, and I thought, well, in the latter days when the turmoil hits, we're going to be running, we're going to be trying to survive, we're going to be going here and there. But as you heard Uncle Johnny this morning preaching, he said, yes, there will be those that will seek to destroy us, and some of us probably will lose our lives because of what we believe. But it's a time to rejoice. When we see these things happening, it's not a time to be afraid. But this will go on for a while, because it says that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. So this is going to go throughout the entire world, this gospel that the Lord has left with us. And I had mentioned a dream that I had, that we were a group of people standing in a meadow that was very, very groomed and well cared for, very green. And the trees on the side were peaceful, and there was missiles flying over the top, and we were watching the turmoil that was going on around us. And it wasn't bothering us, because we were in a holy place. We were standing on ground where we needed to be. And this is what the gospel is telling us here, that we need to do. We need to stand in the holy place. But, of course, there's going to be a lot of turmoil, and Israel's going to have a lot of problems. But I don't believe people are going to be running to and fro in order to survive. They'll be following after something, trying to catch something that's better than what they have, instead of paying attention to where they are. I'm going to read on here for a little bit. It says, let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. The eagles here are referring to the vultures, the ones that gather to feed on those that are no longer living, those that have lost their way in life. If we look at this scripture. It says that when Christ comes, everyone will know. It'll be like the lightning that comes out of the east and goes to the west. Everyone will see it. Everyone will be aware of it. And we won't have to run here or there and search for him, because we'll be standing where we're supposed to be standing, doing the things that we are supposed to do. I'm going to read on here a little farther from verse 28. It says, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." These are the words of the Lord. And he says, I don't know when this is going to happen. I don't know when the end's going to come. And other scriptures tell us that it doesn't necessarily have to happen that way. That as long as we're doing the things that we are supposed to be doing, then these things won't come about. But it's after we have fallen away, after we have changed lanes many times and gone whichever way the wind blows and followed after things that are dead to us, then these things will come about. And we can see the signs of when this will happen. Just like it talks about in the fig tree here, when the leaves start to change color, we know there's a change coming. And as we look at the world today, we can see that there is indeed a change coming. I want to go over to Mark and read that real quick before we move on. The 13th chapter of Mark. Starting with verse 6. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. There shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. You know, the Lord told his disciples that the world's going to hate you. It hates me, and it's going to hate you the same way. Because the world is not going to follow after the warnings of Christ. The world's going to take it its own way and go after the Antichrist and after glory and things that are all vanity. It's for those that are stable, those that use their faith, that the world's just going to be like watching from a distance and seeing these things take place. For those of us who are standing on the holy place, there'll be persecutions, yes. But our faith, we're told, is going to carry us through. Verse 10, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let them that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, and pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. And then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. There's a few things there in Mark that are just worded a little bit differently. But all in all, it's the same. We're warned that the false Christs are going to come and deceive the people. And that the people are going to be running here and there and following after these false things and not getting their satisfaction. They're not going to find what they think they're going to come across. It's not the Savior that's there. It's the opposite. They're to deceive these people because they're not standing on holy ground and they're switching lanes instead of paying attention to what they're doing. I'm going to go over to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verses 3 through 17. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of the unrighteous in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Paul covered some pretty good territory there. When he talks about the power that Satan has, that power will be revealed, and Satan knows it. He knows that he's got a short time to work, and he's going to work really hard, and he's going to deceive many. And Paul says, stand fast. Stand fast, stay in your lane. Hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. It says whether you were taught by studying or by hearing from those that bring you the word of God, hold on to that. Don't be switching and running after this belief and that belief and things that are untrue because it's just Satan getting the best of you once you start doing that. I'm going to go over to 1 John, read a little bit there. First John, second chapter, verse 18. I'm going to read through 25. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. You know, the Heavenly Father is the only one that can give us eternal life. We're not going to get that from any other source. No matter how many things we hear and how many things we chase after, we're not going to find eternal life except for through the Father. Our Heavenly Father is the one that created us. He's the one that will have the say in what happens to us, and it will be just. Satan will do his best to make you think that he has something better for us in store, but there is nothing better than eternal life in the kingdom of our Father. So that's what we should be striving for. I'm going to go over to Revelations chapter 19 and read 16 through 21. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly by the midst of heavens, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of the kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with her flesh. John writing in Revelations here of the things which will come about when the Lord returns, of how Satan and all of his followers are going to be destroyed, and how the Lord will use his voice as a sword. It will come out of his mouth in and what he says is going to happen. And we just read the words which the Lord said of when he didn't know when the Father was going to make this happen, and that it didn't necessarily have to happen, but when we see the signs, we know that the time is coming, and that no man's going to know when that time is. In the next chapter, chapter 20, I want to read 3 verses. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. So we'll see that after the Lord comes back, there'll be 1,000 years in which Satan's going to be bound up. And then he'll be loosed again for a short time. What a short time is, I don't know. That could be quite a while to us, but only a short time in the span of the wisdom of our Lord. I want to go back to Isaiah chapter 52 and read a little bit there. 6 through 12 in the 52nd chapter of Isaiah. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from hence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. What does that word mean? Reward means your protection. That doesn't sound like chaos, does it? It sounds like the Lord's going to be there to take us by the hand and lead us. He will be our protector and our guide, and he will tell us to break forth in joy. Sing together. There'll be a new Jerusalem, and the old Jerusalem will be renewed also. I'm going to change books on you now. I'm going to go over to page 245, the book of Mosiah. And read 75 through 83. For he did withstand them in all their questions, and did confound them in all their words. And it came to pass that one of them said unto him, What meaneth the words which are written, and which have been taught by our fathers, saying, How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with a voice together shall they sing, For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of the nations, and the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And now Abinadi said unto them, Are ye priests, and pretend to teach the people, and to understand the spirit of prophesying, and yet desire to know of me what these things mean? I say unto you, Woe be unto you for perverting the ways of the Lord. For if ye understand these things, ye have not taught them. Therefore ye have perverted the ways of the Lord. Ye have not applied your hearts to understanding. Therefore ye have not been wise. Therefore, what teach ye this people? And they said, We teach the law of Moses. And again he said unto them, If ye teach the law of Moses, why do ye not keep it? Why do ye set your hearts upon riches? Why do ye commit whoredoms and spend your strength with harlots? Yea, and cause this people to commit sin, that the Lord hath caused to send me to prophesy against this people, yea, even a great evil against his people. Know ye not that I speak the truth? Yea, ye know that I speak the truth, and ye ought to tremble before God. These people really didn't, they knew what Isaiah said, and they quoted it to Abinadi. And Abinadi said, Well, you're supposed to be teaching these things, and you're not doing as you're teaching. If this is the way that you're teaching, then woe be unto you, because you're not following after what you teach. In other words, these people didn't have the faith to understand what the Lord had told them in Isaiah. A little bit of a lesson to us. Hopefully, we have enough faith to understand when it speaks about the Antichrist, when it speaks about the tribulation of not following after the commandments that the Lord gave us. Who are the watchmen? Who are the ones that are crying out and saying, be careful. Be careful what you believe in. Follow after the old ways. We follow an unchangeable God. Don't switch lanes. Pay attention to what you're doing, because you're affecting the people around you. Be stable and stand on the holy ground. Use wisdom. I'm going to go back to the book of Luke, chapter 17. I'm going to read 20 through 24. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. The These people actually thought they were going to go to the Lord and demand, we want to know when this is going to happen. And the Lord said, well, you're going to be deceived. But when it happens, you're going to know it. All of the earth and all the heaven will know it. He says, don't follow after those that are changing and going after them here and after them over there, because they have the truth and they know better, because you're just going to be waving in the wind. Going to close back in Isaiah again on 25th chapter of Isaiah, verses 8 and 9. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. That's what we work for today. To say this was the way it was supposed to be. The Lord was in control. We waited for the Lord. We did what we were supposed to. And the Lord will say, good job.